The Napoleonic Era, Napoleon in Exile, 1815 to 1821. Napoleon's Will, Part 1. Now, this will be the will uncodicilled and without letters that were attached later. So this is basically the will that he dictated and is signed on April the 15th, 1821. Actually, his documents and other assorted things that are here. So let me get into this. First of all, a lot of the money that is listed here, particularly his money as far as land and estates, a lot of that was indeed confiscated. But a lot of the cash was actually kept by the bankers and would be available. So, the will. Napoleon, this day, April the 15th, 1821, at Longwood House upon the island of St. Helena. This is my last will and testament. Number one, I die an apostolic and arm France. He is to adopt my own device. Tout pour le peuple français, everything for the French people. 5. I die before my time, murdered by the English oligarchy and its hired assassins. The people of England will avenge me all too soon. Number 6. The unhappy results of the two invasions of France, when she was still so rich in resources, are due to the treason of Marmont, Augereau, Talleyrand, and Lafayette. I forgive them. May the posterity of France forgive them as I have done. 7. I thank my good and most excellent mother, the Cardinal, my brothers, Joseph, Lucien, Jerome, Pauline, Caroline, Julie, Hortense, Catherine, and Eugene for their enduring concern. I forgive Louis the libel he published in 1820, full of false accusations and forged evidence. 8. I disown the manuscript of St. Helena and the other works appearing under the title Maxims and Opinions, which people have seen fit to publish in the course of the last 6 years. Those are not the principles which have governed my life. I had the Duke de Aynin arrested and condemned because it was necessary to security, interest, and honor of the French nation at the time, when, as he admitted, the Count of Artois maintained 60 assassins in Paris. In like circumstances, I would do as much again. Second part, number one, I leave to my son the boxes, decorations, and other items such as silverware, camp bed, weapons, saddle, spurs, sacred vessels of my chapel, books, and linen, which constitute my personal effects, according to the inventory attached, marked A. I wish him to hold this modest bequest dear, for it commemorates a father of whom he will hear the whole world speak. Two, I leave to Lady Holland the antique cameo which Pope Pius VI gave me in Tarantino. Number 3, I leave the Count Montalon 2,000,000 francs as proof of my satisfaction with the filial devotion which he has displayed towards me for 6 years, and in order to compensate him for the losses which he has incurred through his sojourn on St. Helena. 4th, I leave 500,000 francs to Count Bertrand. 5th, I leave to Marchand, my head valet, 400,000 francs. The services which he has rendered have been those of a friend. I wish him to marry a widow, sister, or daughter of an officer or soldier of my old guard. 6. To Saint-Denis, 100,000 francs. Number 7. To Novarez, 100,000 francs. Number 8. To Perillon, 100,000 francs. To Archambault, 50,000 francs. To Corsat, 25,000 francs. To Chandelier, 25,000 francs. To the Abbey Vagnal, 100,000 francs. And I wish him to build his house near Pontanova de Rostana. 13. To countless Casas, 100,000 francs. 14th, Count Lavalette, 100,000 francs. 15th, Surgeon-in-Chief Larrey, 100,000 francs. He is the most virtuous man I have ever known. 16th, the General Barret, 100,000 francs. The General Lefebvre Desenot, 100,000 francs. 18th, General Durot, 100,000 francs. 19th, General Chambron, 100,000 francs. 20th, to the children of General Mouton Duvenet, 100,000 francs. 21st, to the children of Brave Labdourier, 100,000 francs. 22. To the children of General Gerard, killed at Ligny, 100,000 francs. 23. To the children of General Chatrand, 100,000 francs. 24. To the children of the virtuous General Travaux, 100,000 francs. 25. To General Le Monde, Sr., 100,000 francs. 26. To Count Riel, 100,000 francs. 27. To Costa, Bellicol in Corsica, 100,000 francs. 28. To General Clausel, 100,000 francs. 29 to Baron Meneval, 100,000 francs. 30 to Arnaud, the author of Marius, 100,000 francs. 31 to Colonel Marbeau, 100,000 francs. I charge him to persist in his writings, guarding the glory of the armies of France and confounding their slanderers and apostates. 32 to Baron Bignon, 100,000 francs. I charge him to write the history of French diplomacy from 1792 to 1815. 33 to Pogy of Talavot, 100,000 francs. 34 to Surgeon Amory, 100,000 francs. 35. These sums are to be drawn from the 6 million which I deposited in Paris when I left in 1815, and from the interest accruing at 5% since July of 1815. These accounts should be verified by Counts Montalon and Bertrand and Marchand. 36. Everything the investment may have yielded above the sum of 5.6 million francs, which has already been disposed of, is to be distributed to the wounded of Waterloo and to the officers and men of the Elbin Battalion, according to a list to be drawn up by Montalon, Bertrand, Drouot, Chambron, and Surgeon Larrey. 37. In the event of a death, these bequests are to be paid to the widows and the children, or if there are none, to be restored to the principal sums. Part 3. My private estate is my own property, and no French law has deprived me of it as far as I am aware. The treasurer, Baron de Beausserier, is to be asked to present its accounts. It must consist of more than 200 million francs. Namely, 1. The portfolio containing the savings which I made from 14 years from my civil list, which amounted to more than 12 million francs a year, if I remember right. Part 2. The interest of the portfolio. Part 3. The furniture of my palaces as they were in 1814, including the palaces of Rome, Florence, and Turin, all of which furniture was acquired by the means of revenue from the civil list. And by the way, civil list is his actual French government money that he's paid. Number 4, the proceeds of the sale of my houses in the Kingdom of Italy, such as silver, silverware, jewelry, furniture, stables. Prince Eugene and the Royal Intendant Campanchier will produce the books. 2. I leave my private estate partly to the officers and men of the French army who fought from 1792 to 1815 for the glory and independence of the nation. The other half is to go to the towns and countryside of Alsace, Lorraine, Franche-Comte, Burgundy, the Ile-de-France, Champagne, Forens, and Dauphiné, which have all suffered on occasion of one or the other invasion. 1 million is to go to the town of Brienne and 1 million to the town of Mercy. I nominate Count Montalon, Count Bertrand, and Marchand as my executors. This testament, written entirely in my own hand, is signed and sealed with my seal. Napoleon lists. None of the effects which I have used are to be sold. What is left over is to be shared between my executors and my brothers. 2. Marchand will preserve my hair and have it fashioned in the bracelets, each with a little locket, to be sent to the Empress Marie Louise, to my mother, to each of my brothers, sisters, nephews, and nieces, to the cardinal, and a more substantial one for my son. Marchand is to send one of my pairs of golden shoe buckles to Prince Joseph, a little pair of golden garter buckles to Prince Lucien, a golden collar clasp to Prince Jerome. Continued. Lists of the effects Marchand is to keep and pass on to my son. My silver toilet case, the one on my table, with all its utensils and razors. My alarm clock, it's Frederick II alarm clock, which I removed from Potsdam. My watches, one with the chain of the Empress's hair and the chain of my own hair for the other one. Marchand is to have it made in Paris. My two seals, the seal of France is not in box. The little gilt clock now in my bedroom. My washstand, its washbowl and support. My bedside tables, the ones I used in France, and my silver gilt bidet. My two iron bedsteads, my mattresses, my blankets, if they can be preserved. My three silver brandy flasks, which my grooms carried in the field. My French spyglass. My spurs, two pairs. Three ebony boxes containing snuff boxes and other things. A silver gilt pan. Personal linen. 6 shirts. 6 handkerchiefs. 6 cravettes. 6 napkins. 6 pairs of silk hose. 4 black collars. 6 pairs of socks. 2 pairs of batiste sheets. 2 pillowcases. 2 dressing gowns. 2 pairs of nightclothes. 1 pair of braces. 4 pairs of white cashmere underpants and undershirts, 6 scarves, 6 flannel vests, 4 pairs of drawers, 6 pairs of gloves, 1 little box full of my snuff, 1 gold clasp, collar clasp, 1 pair of decorative buckles, 1 pair of golden buckles shoe buckles, garments, 1 chaussier uniform, 1 grenadier's uniform, 1 National Guard uniform, 2 hats, a gray-green cloak, one blue cloak, the one I wore at Marengo, little sable vest, 2 pairs of shoes, 1 pair of slippers, 6 girdles. I would point out that some of these on this list of Marchand obviously were never delivered. They would not be accepted in Vienna. And I believe that some of those were part of the sale held in the 1970s at the Fledermann Company, because I recognize the linen pieces of that. List attached to my will. Longwood Island of St. Helena, April 15th. Part 1, the sacred vessels used in my chapel at Longwood. Part 2, I entrust them to Abbey Vangel, who is to give them to my son when he is 16. Part 2, my weapons, namely my sword, the one I carried at Austerlitz, Sobieski's saber, my dagger, my sword, my hunting knife, and 2 pairs of Versailles pistols. My golden toilet case, which I used in the mornings of Ulm, Austerlitz, Jena, Eylau, Friedland, the island of Labeau, Moscow, and Montmiron. It is for this reason I want my son to hold it dear. Count Bertrand has had charge of it since 1814. I charge Colonel Bertrand to care for and preserve these items and to give them to my son when he is 16. Part 3, 3 ebony chests. The first contains 33 snuff boxes. The second, 12 boxes of imperial arms, 2 small spy glasses, and 4 boxes found upon Louis XVIII's table in the Tuileries on March the 20th, 1815. The third, 3 snuff boxes decorated with silver medals for the emperor's use, and sundry pieces of toiletries, which I included in other inventories. My camp beds, which I used on my campaigns. My campaign telescope. My silver toilet case, one of each of my uniforms, a dozen shirts, and a complete set of my sets of clothes, and generally everything I used for my toilet. My wash basin. A little clock, which is in my bedchamber at Longwood. My 2 watches, the chain, made of the empress's hair. I charge Marchand, my head valet, to keep these items and give them to my son when he is 16. My collection of decorations, my silverware, my savar, porcelain that I have used on St. Helena. I charge Count Montholon to keep these items and to give them to my son when he is 16. My 3 saddles and bridles, the spurs I have used on St. Helena, my 5 sporting guns. I charge Huntsman Novaraz to keep these items and give them to my son when he is 16. 400 volumes selected from those I made use of in my library. I charge St. Denis to keep them and give them to my son when he is 16. List B, list of the effects which I left with the Count Turin. Sobieski's saber. I mentioned it in list A by mistake. It is the saber I carried by the emperor at Aboukir and is in the hands of Count Bertrand. 1 great chain of the Legion of Honor, 1 gilt sword, 1 council sword, 1 iron sword, 1 velvet sash, 1 chain of the golden fleece, little steel dressing case, silver nightlight, hilt of the antique saber, a Henry IV's hat and my plume, the emperor's lace, little collection of medals, Turkish carpets, embroidery coats of crimson velvet with vests and breeches. I give to my son Sobieski's saber, the chain of the Legion of Honor, the silver gilt sword, the council sword, the iron sword, the chain of the golden fleece, Henry IV's hat with plume, the golden toilet case for teeth left at my dentist's. To the Empress Marie Louise, I leave my lace. To Madame, the silver nightlight. To the Cardinal, little steel toilet case. Prince Eugene, silver gilt candlestick. Princess Pauline, a little collection of medals. To the Queen of Naples, a little Turkish carpet. Queen Hortense, a little Turkish carpet. To Prince Jerome, the hilt of the antique saber. Prince Joseph, an embroidered coat, vest, and breeches. Prince Lucienne, embroidered hat, vest, and breeches. This is my will, written entirely in my own hand. Napoleon. Now, there is a book. It's entitled Napoleon's Last Will and Testament. It has commentaries by Jean-Pierre Babelon, who's the curator of the Museum of French History, and Suzanne Desort, the curator of the French National Archives, translated from the French and introduced by Alex Dijon. And it is very good. I think you can find this in quite a few different places. It actually has about 35 pages of commentary and other things. That's a discussion of some of the items that were listed here. And then I have simply on one side it has the handwritten piece of the will, and the other side has, of course, the translation. And of course, what's left is some of the additions, the codicils, and then some of the letters that were dealt with. And so I will deal with those next time. It's quite a large list. And of course, all of these items were listed, had to be listed for Governor Sir Hudson Lowe before everything was maneuvered around and what have you. And of course, we've mentioned some things about the what sword was with on Napoleon during his funeral and various things. So all these things are pretty well known. I will talk about when I finish up next time. I'll see if I can find any more information. I am unaware that any of the items that were supposed to be given to his son actually were given. But I will double check that and get back with you when I finish this up. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.